Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I was thinking to start the program out with a certain law, and I was thinking, what law was it I'm thinking of? And I started thinking of all these laws, and I totally spaced out the law that I was trying to remember. And so I had to think about it, and you know, it came to me naturally, the laws of cause and effect. Well, in the Bible, you would say, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. So, the laws of cause and effect. And right now, this government and pharmaceutical industries, these companies, are sowing to the wind. And they're going to reap the whirlwind. But while they're sowing to the wind, don't you reap what they're doing. I'm going to begin with the dangerous chemical Bill Gates is coating on your organic produce. Yes, Bill Gates of hell. I believe this man is the second most evil man. You think Fauci's evil? You think that Klaus Schwab is evil? George Soros is evil? Some of you may think Donald Trump is evil. You're deceived. This individual next to Barry Satoru, I believe, is the most evil man, second most evil man ever born of into the world. So he has a dangerous chemical that he's going to coat your organic produce with. And the coating is called Appeal. A-P-E-E-L, appeal. Now I'll read from an article out of KristenKitchen.substack.com. I'm sorry, KristenKitchen.substack.com. Kristen's Kitchen. The article again, the dangerous chemical Bill Gates is coating your organic produce with. Organic produce. Don't buy organic produce because it's covered with this stuff. Okay, quote, you can't even trust buying organic produce anymore thanks to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Katy Perry and Oprah, these people, there's a new label on your produce, and it's anything but appealing. It is called Appeal, A-P-E-E-L. It is a plant-based protection that helps the produce you love stay fresh longer. Or in other words, a chemical coating put on your produce which you can't wash off so it doesn't brown or decompose in a normal amount of time. So you spray it on an avocado and a month later, 2 months later, it's still fresh. Kind of like a Twinkie, right? If you think by choosing organic you're going to go, you're good to go, think again. On the website, they state, we have formulations that are OMRI listed, trademark, for the growers and distributors of the USDA certified organic produce. They say that it helps reduce plastic, which might be true, but what exactly is the coating made of? They state on their fact sheet that there's only one ingredient, but then they go on to say that it's only composed of food-grade multiple ingredients made from plant materials. Appeal brags about its purified mono and diglycerides, a food ingredient that is found in a variety of foods, according to Dr. Josh Axe. Mono and diglycerides are a go-to replacement for deadly trans fats and a food industry staple that helps keep oil and fat from separating. Ooh, heavy. He explains that this attitude is a byproduct of oil processing, including partially hydrogenated canola and soybean oils. Plastic. This additive is a byproduct of oil processing, which contains artificial trans fat, a danger food, ingredients known to cause coronary heart disease, linked to 50,000 fatal heart attacks each year. And the FDA finally determined that trans fats are no longer generally recognized as safe for food use. And this was in 2016. And yet mono and diglycerides are the go-to replacement. But they changed the label from trans fat to mono and diglycerides, and then the FDA changes their tune. If you're thinking that you just wash it off, forget it. Essentially, you can try, but it won't succeed. You could likely remove some of the appeal with water and scrubbing, but it's unlikely that you'd be able to remove all of it without damaging the fruit or vegetable. Appeal forms a barrier of edible material on the skin or peel, and it wouldn't maintain the fruit's natural freshness if it was easily removed. When asked if the peel is a chemical, Jenny Dew, the co-founder, states, well, everything is in fact, a chemical. Everything, in fact, is a chemical. So in other words, it is a chemical. We'll be back. Chris Rodriguez, Treasure Truth. No appeal for you.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Join us for the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Find real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Keynote speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Ben Tapper, Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. Tickets are on sale for only $20 until May 1st. They increase after that. Get your tickets today. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com or eventbrite.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Continuing with the article, appeal. So Jenny Du, the co-founder, she states, everything, in fact, is a chemical. She says, we're all part of star stuff, which are elements that surround us to form chemicals. But speaking of chemicals, in the article it says that this mono and diglycerides is plant-derived. The author likes to said asks, what plant is derived? What plant is derived from, and what plant was treated with what chemical? What chemicals? What pesticides? And what were used on the plant? Are the plants even really? This is me. I'm going to just interject this. Are they GMO plants? Are they natural? Are they natural produce, or were they created? Spliced with other DNA from who knows what? They won't tell us. Jenny Du says that everything is a chemical. So, it's safe, says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the Food and Drug Administration, the World Health Organization, and Health Canada. It's designed even for infants and the elderly. Well, why wouldn't the infants and elderly want to eat organic produce? So in other words, good for everybody. Specifically, mono and diglycerides can be found in products such as Similac, Pro Advance Infant Formula, and Ensure and Live Advanced Therapeutic Nutrition, both of which contain corn oil, canola oil, sugar, corn syrup, and nothing that I've ever touched, that I ever touch or deem healthy and safe for anyone of any age, especially the oldest and the youngest people in the world. So, you may be seeing the appeal sticker. You may be seeing the appeal sticker or label on your produce, but there are other brands using this coating on their produce. Some brands are bragging about it because it helps the produce last longer. They save tons of plastic. They didn't write this correctly. I'd rather have the plastic than the crappy coating on my cucumbers, apples, and lemons. So in other words, I guess there are some vegetables, fruits have plastic on them. I see that occasionally, but not every day. How old is the apple in your fridge? You'll never know. How old? Only time goes, as time goes on, it will produce less nutritional value. You're not going to be able to tell how fresh it is because the appeal coating is being used. So I thought you should know. It shows a avocado without appeal. And the thing is really emaciated and looks like it's growing some kind of mold on the peeling. With the appeal, at 31 days, it looks brand new, fresh, right picked off the tree and barely beginning to ripe. You'll find appeal with products in Costco. Well, I don't want to blow your, burst your bubble. Costco? Trader Joe's, Gelson's, Ralph's, Sprouts, Vaughn's, Walmart, Whole Foods, Kroger, Arps Foods, Wakefield brand stores including Price Right, Fairway Market, Target, Bristol Farms, and more. Some of the produce companies using appeal are Top Line, Index Fresh, Cav, Del Monte, West Park, Horton Fruit Company, Del Rey Avocado, Nature's Pride, and more. So, in our home, we are very intentional about the foods that we eat, and we use from foods to products, and use from foods to products. We avoid seed oils, artificial food coloring, high fructose corn syrup, fast food. Dang! No fast food? bummer. You know, I told the story that I was working at I worked at Walmart, and it was break time, and I mean, I really had to hustle because I had to get back right away. We were short-staffed, and I'm trying to figure out what to have just as something quick. Well, I went by Hostess Twinkie, snowballs, the pink snowballs, and Cheetos, and I just grabbed what I could grab, and I went back to the lunchroom. Hey, it wasn't too bad. Cheetos and snowballs, you know, I kind of enjoyed it. I wouldn't tell my wife that I did that, but some of the other employees that were in the lunchroom, they were kind of freaking out too. They thought I was a health food guy, and then all of a sudden I'm eating Cheetos and snowballs. I did it one time, just once. So I'm looking at this right here, fast food. That was pretty fast. Okay, going on, refined sugars, bleached flours, fragrances, cheap made in China toys, AirPods, plastics, flame retardants, PFAs, the list goes on and on and on, and which will now include appeal, also known as monoendiglycerides. Once again, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the same people who are buying up with farmland in the country, trying to sell you on the idea of lab-grown meats, saying, I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. They are behind this, and that means it's a no from me. So I thought you should know that. I have other things planned, which I'm going to get to right now. The laws of cause and effect. Well, you eat this stuff, and I hate to tell you, it's not going to be good, along with the other things. And I wouldn't recommend Cheetos and pink snowballs. I'm not recommending that. I could probably face a lawsuit. Kidding. Okay, now, back in March the 2nd, this you probably never paid attention to, but there was in Ukraine, just over the Ukrainian border into Russia, a few dozen saboteurs targeted two settlements near the country's shared frontier. A group of Ukrainian operatives launched a raid across the border in Russia's Myransk region. Local governor Alexander Bogomaz claimed on Thursday, fighting is reportedly going on in the two border villages, which are about 20 miles apart, and I can't pronounce the name. One of them I can. Shushani, the other one I cannot pronounce. Lybakane. There is also unconfirmed information about deaths and injuries. Saboteurs fired at a moving car. As a result of the attack, one local resident was killed, with a 10-year-old child wounded. The child was taken to the hospital. Russian forces are taking up necessary measures to eliminate the saboteur group without providing details on how many apparently Ukrainian personnel had been part of the attack. Unconfirmed reports on social media suggest that the region has been attacked by two Ukrainian groups with a combined strength of 50 individuals who took an unspecified number of residents hostage in the village of Shushani. It is also reported that security forces are confronting the attackers. Now, what is up with that? Why would I present this to you today? Well, because last night, probably after I finished yesterday's program, it was evening already in Ukraine, getting late in the day, and probably right about maybe an hour or two later, after I finished the program, here's what happened, which you haven't seen today. Maybe you have, maybe most likely you haven't. Most likely no. Yesterday afternoon, the Kremlin announced that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made an inspection of combat duty in the Vladimirsky missile force of the strategic Oblast, which is the westernmost part of Russia, having operational control over bordering NATO countries and Ukraine. Okay? So the individual is there in western Russia. Well, last night, their time, 10 o'clock, which could have been around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock our time, or no, maybe 3. Well, Defense Minister Shoigu was with the Strategic Missile Forces. A blinding flash detonated over the Ukrainian capital city of Kiev. Now, Kiev is about 3 million people. It's very modern. It's an industrial base. It is a modern city. A blinding flash, which Ukraine first blamed on a falling NASA satellite. NASA quickly denied the claim. Then Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's chief of staff, Andrei Yermak, he wrote on social media that the flashes in the sky were the work of Ukrainian air defenses, but later deleted the message. Then the Ukrainian Space Agency reported the blinding flash was probably related to a cosmic body entering the dense layers of the atmosphere. Okay? Now, but those that know the truth and what this blinding flash detonation was, the individual is Executive Director Dr. Peter Vincent Pry of the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security, a congressional advisory board dedicated to achieving protection of the United States from electromagnetic pulse, EMP, cyber attack, mass destruction, terrorism, and other threats to civilian critical infrastructures. Also, director of the United States Nuclear Strategy Forum, an advisory board to Congress on policies to counter weapons of mass destruction. Executive Director Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, he knows exactly what happened because he warned about it happening in the Russia EMP threat, a document he gave to the United States Congress in January 2021, wherein he warned that President Putin, using the Russian military doctrinal concept of de-escalation, whereby limited nuclear and or super weapons first used by Russia will be shock and awe to achieve victory, and would first demonstrate the power of a super EMP able to generate a high altitude electromagnetic pulse, or HEMP, H-E-M-P, high altitude electromagnetic pulse, damaging all types of electronics, blacking out electric grids, collapsing other life-sustaining critical infrastructures, while no thermal fallout or effects other than HEMP are experienced in the atmosphere and on the ground. So, pardon me. Now, there was a Russian general, Vladimir Shlipchenko, in his military textbook, and we're going to come back and I'll continue. We'll be back. Now, remember, no appeal and no EMPs in our sky. With Roger Victor President.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on TommysBarbersAndBlades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
So we're going to continue, and so this Russian general, Vladimir Shlipchenko, he says this: weapons based on new physical principles having an electromagnetic effect will see considerable development. They will represent a form of casualty and damage producing effect on targets throughout the energy of electromagnetic emissions of various wavelengths and levels of power generated by radio frequency and laser weapons. By means of electronic countermeasures using a conventional or high altitude. I got to take these glasses off. Sorry. Oh, that's better. Conventional or high altitude nuclear bursts. Depending on the power of emission, such weapons will be capable of suppressing practically all classic electronic equipment, causing the melting or evaporation of metal in the printed circuit boards, or causing structural damage of electronic elements. So the Russian hemp defenses, they spent decades and vast resources protecting its critical infrastructures from nuclear effects. Russia today has hundreds of deep underground command posts, thousands of underground shelters designed to survive and recover from an all-out nuclear war. Even Moscow's subway system is equipped with nuclear blast doors. It is probably no accident that Russia leads all other nations in the production of vacuum tubes, Atlanta tubes in St. Petersburg being the largest manufacturer of vacuum tubes in the world. Vacuum tube electronics are over 10 million times less vulnerable to hemp than the advanced semiconductors and microchips that are the sinews of economic and military power and empire. So, This happened last night, probably, let's see, I end the program at 3, and this happened in Ukrainian time at 10 p.m. That's pretty close to about the time I ended the program, this flash occurred over Kiev. 3,000 people, and you're talking pretty much what, and I think that in Kiev, I suspect that much of the whatever has been built by the Russians contained these tubes, these vacuum tubes, I'm suspecting. But Ukrainian forces in that vicinity, their electronics were fried, including the American military equipment. And I'm trying to find another, well, I'll get it here in a second. So, without any doubt, Russia detonated a non-nuclear hypersonic missile. They delivered a super EMP weapon over Kiev last night as a final warning to Empire and Empire's military through NATO and European nations. This wasn't just to America. This is to the complete West, to the all of the NATO countries. These NATO countries, we're talking nuclear weapons. Russia's just talking a EMP over any of the big cities in any of the NATO countries. Russia would do that. England, I mean, that would be all-out war. But Russia would just, for the most part, take out all the hostile countries in proximity of her border. But most of, I believe, in Kiev, I think what was important was probably all vacuum tubes. And because you see, Kiev, for the most part, is still an extension of Russia, just further to the west, though it's in Ukraine. That follows the terrorist attack by Ukraine against Russian civilians on the territory of the Russian Federation on March 2nd, and was a terrorist attack most critical to remember because afterwards Russia announced the first use of its unstoppable hypersonic missile in the Ukraine conflict. So this was in retaliation. And now another thing happened. I'm trying to find the article. I have it right here somewhere. Okay. And I found it. Now, you have last night an EMP. And you know, in this country, we don't need Russia to do any EMPs. We don't need China to do any EMPs. I'm going to tell this audience that this government will use EMPs over a small region, over a city, over an area on its own people. Don't think this government won't. You know, we just had the anniversary of Waco. Was it Waco yesterday? We see what this government will do to its own people. And I'm thinking today, let's say little old Boulder, Colorado. And let's say that Boulder, Colorado all of a sudden is infestated with MAGA people. The government would probably use an EMP over Boulder, shut everything down. Dear God, help us, not Boulder. Be the best thing that would ever happen in this country. Anyway, that's my view, my opinion. Or Denver. Or the facilities, all of the New World Order agencies in Colorado. That would probably wouldn't be a bad thing. Now, we're going to go to break here in a second, but if before I lose my thought, now, the laws of cause and effect, that's the way we would phrase it. The Bible phrases it, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Now, there was also an incident that took place that no one has talked about. This government, the European governments, the NATO nations, the Ukraine, the military in this country, no one has talked about what I'm going to present to you in just about, I don't want to begin because I'm going to start a break here in just a few seconds. But I'll read you the article. This is out of the intel drop.org. Horrific slaughter. Russia finally admits to destroying NATO's deep underground command bunker in Kiev. I'm going to hold that thought. You're going to have to stay put. Oh, we don't need EMPs. We don't need appeal. And we need to make those commissions over, and I'll tell you the rest of the story.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall Honeycrisp apple trees, now only $119.99 each. Ready-to-bloom lilac shrubs, now only $67.46 each. Choose from purple, pink, or white. The early spring tree and shrub sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
And I saw a guy yesterday walking around with a shirt, T-shirt that said Ukraine on it, and you could tell he was someone who had been brainwashed into believing that Russia invaded Ukraine to expand real estate, to acquire new real estate. The guy doesn't understand what's really happening. Most Americans don't understand what's happening. Most Americans don't understand that this is a globalist objective. Destroy Russia. The Lord will punish Russia in due time, not America, not NATO, not the European nations, not the Queen. God save the Queen. Well, no saving her now. She's gone into the world of eternity. Now, the intel drop.org, horrific slaughter, Russia admits destroying NATO's deep underground command bunker in Kiev. I remember watching this, but I didn't really pay attention to it. I did after this EMP blast last night over Kiev. Ah, now things are fitting together. As reported on March 12th by the Greek portal of political and military information ProNews, citing American sources, in the course of an operation to retaliate for a provocation in the Barents region, a Russian hypersonic missile Dagger struck a joint Ukrainian NATO command and communication center. We didn't hear about this. Nobody heard about this. People are not hearing how Russia is just taking the Ukrainian, NATO, European forces, American forces to the cleaners. According to ProNews, dozens of NATO officers, dozens, were killed in a terrifying strike by a March 12 missile. In all likelihood, we are talking about the defeat of the shadow general staff of NATO in Ukraine, the secret underground bunker built at a depth of 400 feet, housed several NATO officers, retired, and advisors, in total more than 300 people. You ever heard that? About the book Committee of 300? Well, that was them right there. The paid for CIA intelligence operatives from NATO nations, 300 of them. To date, according to the portal, 40 people have been pulled out from under the rubble of the underground headquarters, but most of those who died under the rubble have not yet been found. Well, there's a thing called decomposing. They're going to find bones, but that's going to be about it. It is not known, the portal continues, exactly how many Western cities, how many Ukrainians were, or how many Western citizens, and how many Ukrainians were killed as a result of the Dagger strike. Most of them, according to ProNews, are British and Poles, but there were also Americans and representatives of private companies from Empire. Revelation chapter 17, the woman, CEOs of corporations. Part of the woman is the multinational corporations. They're right there in Revelation chapter 17. The woman, the harlot. And these people, these individuals were support communication, data transmission. That's what they were there for. In the coming days, it will be seen to what extent this will affect the conduct of Ukrainian and Western operations and attempts to stop the final phase of the Russian offensive on Bakhmut. Ukraine remains silent about the defeat of the NATO bunker and the death of Western servicemen. However, information in the Ukraine that a delegation of General Staff of Ukraine that visited American Embassy in Kiev, reason for the visit, to transfer the list of Americans killed in the strike. That was on March 13th. This, says ProNews, is the first such large-scale strike against the military personnel of NATO countries, and it is not known how the Western capitals will react to this, although in the event of a reaction, it would be like recognizing the active participation of military personnel in the war against Russia. And that is exactly why that right there, that sentence or this small paragraph presents it perfectly. They can't admit to it. The United States will not admit to how many CIA personnel were in that bunker, or the British MI6, how many were in that bunker, or NATO members, or other intelligence agencies, or other individuals from these corporations in the United States of America, IBM, etc. military personnel, because they will be admitting that this is not a Ukrainian operation against Russia. It is a concerted, combined offensive of NATO nations paid for by shadow government agencies in this country, CIA, and politicians in this country who are getting big kickbacks by Biden. And you know, there's a movie with these children. It's been out for like 100 years, The Lion King. And you know, it's about a lion and a little baby lion. And you know, I've never watched it, but I kind of get the idea, the gist of what it's about. Well, there's the Lion King. And then we have the Lion King, Joe Biden. We have the Lion King too. So there's, don't, you know, we can get mixed up. There's the Lion King, and then there's the Lion King. Now, which one am I talking about? You'll have to figure that out. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
This article was from the IntelDrop.org. I'll finish it and we'll be done with today's program. Now let's see, it's going to be 3 o'clock mountain time. I wonder what's going to happen over in Ukraine while we're still on the air. Well, I'm still on the air. Could it be something new? So these people, they're 120 feet down? Or, yeah, I think it was 120 feet. And, no, it's 400 feet. It was 120 meters. It's hard for me to figure out meters and, you know, it's too complicated. I don't know much about machinery. So anyhow, going on with the article. Also, there's a Lieutenant General Igor Konashkinov. The bases of attack drones have been destroyed. The transfer of reserves and rail transportation of foreign weapons have been disrupted. The production facilities for the repair of military equipment and production of ammunition have been disabled. On the night of March 8th and 9th, the Russian side fired 81 missiles, including all these, a KH something, X something, another KH, another KH, and a UAV. And according to the Zelensky, quoting, it was a hard night, while the president of Ukraine looked like a beaten dog. He should be. Look, this is what's happening with the NATO nations. They're starting to look like beaten dogs, too. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe Vladimir Putin, he won't, I don't think he would hesitate using some of these, this one missile, supersonic missile, to take out the electronics of some of these NATO nations. What about the new nation, Finland, and is it Norway or Sweden? I'm trying to remember. They better be careful. Yes, it could be considered war, but what's Russia going to say? You declared the war. You started the war, you NATO nations with America. It's war. I'm not using a nuke. Don't you use nukes. I'm using EMPs on these big cities. You use EMPs also. We'll trade tit for tat. So I won't use EMP. I won't use nukes. Don't you use nukes. But if I use EMPs, you're more than welcome to use EMPs on Russia, which are not going to be effective. That's a... Now go on with the article. So it was a hard night. And the president looked like a beaten dog. The statements of Ukrainian officials say nothing about the defeat of NATO bunker and the death of Western military personnel. However, information is circulating in Ukraine publics that on March 9th, a delegation of the General Staff of Ukraine visited the American embassy in Kiev, as it is supposed to, in order to transfer the list of Americans who died in the strike. Again, I'm just repeating that once again. How many Americans of the 300 died in the strike? I will say many. Why? Because it's an American, it is an empire, an operation of empire. This is an American operation. This is the old Barry Satorto plan and strategy from while he was in the presidency 2014, 2013, when he did a illegal coup of the elected president to put in an American puppet in Ukraine. That's it for today. And we'll continue one more day tomorrow, and we'll call it a week. President Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSB.com, the podcast.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.